This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri is home to more than 7,000 caves, which is why it's sometimes called the Cave State. Some of these caves have ancient artifacts and animals scientists know little about, but they haven't been properly mapped or explored. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen followed a group of people who spend their weekends tracking down their exact locations.
On a gray, chilly morning, a dozen people are standing around a few pickup trucks and SUVs at the side of a narrow gravel road. They're at the Gist Ranch Conservation Area in Summersville, a rural town 3 hours from St. Louis, deep in the Missouri Ozarks. A middle-aged man wearing flannel rounds the group up. He's holding a map.
So there's five caves we need to locate. And four of them are located kind of in a line. And so eventually what we're going to do is just all stay together as a group and do like a ridge walk and just so we can have like 10 people fan out and just walk north and try to locate these things.
That's Jim Rudin, a 20-plus year member of the Merrimack Valley Grotto. The group of outdoor recreationists travels to parts of Missouri and southern Illinois to pin down exact locations of caves that people have previously reported to the state speleological survey.
But we'll try to find this rattlesnake cave first. You want to take this so you can kind of see a pole, like where you're going?
I'm following you. You're in charge.
Oh, Lord.
There's lots of reasons to find and explore caves. It's good for developers to know that they're there so that ideally nothing gets built on top of them. But they're also home to many animals that haven't been well studied. For example, biologist Bob Weck recently looked for cave snails in Cliff Cave in South St. Louis County. He picks up a rock in a stream inside the cave to show volunteers.
So for this first object, a cobble, and over on the notes I would just write clean. That's the phrase I use when there's no critters on it. I call it a clean rock, so you guys can just get a feel for that.
And sometimes caves contain artifacts left by people in the distant past. Craig Williams is a member of the Merrimack Valley Grotto, and he recalls a rare find at a cave on a farm near Springfield about 10 years ago.
So cavers rappelled in and they found that at one time there was a walk-in entrance, and there's prehistoric human footprints still in the mud and torch marks on the wall.
Rudin says the grotto members look for caves because they just enjoy it, even if they don't manage to find any.
We like being out, we like hiking, we like being in the woods. The adventure part of it, it's like even if we don't find a cave, we've still had fun.
Missouri has thousands of caves because two-thirds of the state has limestone and dolomite underground. Jeffrey Cruz, a geologist with the Missouri Geological Survey, says those are soluble rocks.
And so the groundwater moves through those rocks and dissolves out the rock to form the cave.
The Merrimack Valley Grotto locates about 100 caves a year. Cruz says that provides a lot of useful data.
The citizens of Missouri have actually gotten a pretty good deal from these volunteers over the years.
In Summersville, the cavers spent hours looking for sinkholes, rock outcroppings, and other features that look, by their definition, cavey. But by mid-afternoon, they were starting to get desperate. One caver even waded across a fast-flowing stream to look at a possible cave. Here's Adele Ayers trying to call him back.
Dang it, you've got to be kidding me. I don't think you're right. I think you got to go back.
Jim Rudin says caving isn't for everyone.
We had a sketchy location. We went out in the woods. It was kind of rainy and wet and cold. And we looked around for an hour and didn't find anything. Why would you do something like that? That seems like a terrible use of your day.
But at least they're in good company.
It's a very tight-knit group, which makes it all the more fun when you're doing stuff and hanging out with people that you like being around.
And that combination of curiosity and camaraderie will keep Rudin and others caving for years to come. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.